My name is Vanessa Kirkland, and again this week we will be discussing the spirit of the fruit, joy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are welcome in this place. You are welcome in our hearts. Lead, guide, and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen. Joy is the result of a spirit-led life. It's a gift from God. When we are led by the Holy Spirit after hearing of Jesus' amazing love, we commit our lives to Him. Jesus comes and dwells in us. This union produces His character of joy in us. The Holy Spirit is the power we should always let guide us. To have the joy of Jesus is to experience great pleasure, delight, and extreme satisfaction in knowing and serving God. Joy is reassurance and a source of relief. It alleviates grief and anxiety. Joy is not something people can create by their own effort. It is the fruit of a right relation with God. When we walk with the Lord in spirit and truth, we are blessed. He delights in blessing us, and we are filled with gladness. We need to separate and understand the differences between happiness and joy. Happiness is an outward emotional expression because of enjoying well-being and contentment. Happiness can be touched by Satan. It is dependent on favorable circumstances. A death in the family, loss of a job, a child misbehaving, divorce, or an illness can sidetrack happiness. It is replaced by distress, worry, grief, or anxiety. Smiles become frowns. Laughter becomes crying. Joy, on the other hand, is indwelling. When a person walks with the Lord, he can continue to rejoice even when trouble comes. Joy lives in our hearts. Calm down. Go to your quiet place. Search your inner self. Shut out the world, and the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance God's word. Hebrews 13:5. He'll never leave or forsake you. Philippians 4:19. He shall supply all your needs. Proverbs 3:5. Psalms 30:5. Weeping may endure for a night. And though some of those nights are longer than others, wait on it. Don't give in. Joy will come. It's a promise from God. That's why it's so important to study, to hide God's word in your heart, so you have a weapon to fight Satan with when he comes to steal your joy. Trust and never doubt. As born-again believers and followers of Jesus Christ, we've got to know that we know that we know the Holy Spirit will rekindle the fire of joy, and all will be well with our souls. Happiness is not indwelling. It's present in good times. Joy is indwelling and present in times good or bad. Joy brings us comfort to overcome all our griefs. Joy is a way of life. Only true followers of Jesus Christ will experience, truly know, the joy of the Lord. Thank you.